Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dearda, an editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to welcome Dr. Stephen Sherris, Senior Vice President of Physician Enterprise with Atlantic Health System in Morristown, New Jersey, and President of Atlantic Medical Group. Dr. Sherris, thank you so much for being here with us today. Could you please tell us a little bit about your background and points of pride for Atlantic Health?
Well, thanks for inviting me, Laura. As far as my background goes, I'm a clinical cardiologist by training who spent 13 years in the United States Navy where I did all my medical training. And upon conclusion of my obligated service, I joined a private practice in northern New Jersey, practiced as part of that group for about 9 years. And then when the group joined Atlantic Health System as an affiliated group, we became one of the first cardiology groups in our clinically integrated network. And then 5 years into that, in 2016, our CEO, Brian Granulati, asked me to become the first senior vice president physician enterprise for Atlantic Health, try to bring together our, at that time, 750 clinicians into a clinically organized and integrated group, and act as president of Atlantic Medical Group. And that's where the medical group was born. So I think by way of background, I think a lot of my leadership style is reflective of my experience in the Navy, having spent a couple of years as a medical officer with the Marine Corps, learning and observing from the leaders that that I worked with, both on the green side and the blue side, and then in the healthcare system, kind of melding into my current personality. As far as your points of pride for Atlantic Health System, even before the pandemic, Atlantic Health was recognized as a preeminent place to work in healthcare, not just in New Jersey, but nationally. This is really a product of curating our workforce into alignment around a mission and clinical excellence and perfecting our product, which is superior outcomes on behalf of our patients at a lower per capita cost of care. And in doing so, that point of pride really stood us through the early surge of the pandemic in March and April in our epidemiologic cluster in northern New Jersey and New York City. And we were kind of hit with a tsunami of hospitalized and critically ill COVID patients with no playbook, either clinically or operationally, by which to deal with that. But by virtue of all you had invested in our workforce in the prior 5 years, we really just set the mission before them, which was to take care of patients at their time of greatest needs. And from a leadership standpoint, I think the whole team just turned the team loose, really, and told them this is what needed to be done in short order. And we relied on their intuition, their clinical maturity, their operational skill set, and we let them execute. And fortunately, because of that, we're able to see our communities through the surge in the springtime. And we're applying a lot of those lessons learned now as we deal with the second wave, albeit a little bit less intense than it was in the springtime for us. But these are the points of pride for Atlantic Health System. Everything that really we worked hard on doing to build a superior workforce, both clinically and operationally, really saw us through and continues to see us through.
That's fantastic to hear. Thank you so much, Dr. Sherris. Now, what are your top priorities today and how do you see them evolving over the next year?
Well, I think I would say that if anything that the pandemic has done on a positive note is really has demonstrated to us that our strategy, which differentiates us in our market regionally and nationally, important after we deal with the pandemic. That is, our strategy, which is differentiating, is more leading the charge in New Jersey towards outcomes-based and value-based reimbursement, trying to get away from fee-for-service and away from being rewarded for what you do to patients in favor of what you do for patients. And the things that we really built to deliver the continuum of care during prior to COVID in pursuit of that strategy, and which really saw us through COVID, having all those elements of continuous care under one umbrella in Atlantic Health, it really demonstrated that really is going to be the strategy going forward. And the priorities now and in the immediate future are actually to accelerate that strategy. We've invested a lot in ambulatory care, in transitional care elements, care in sub-acute facilities, care at home, care away from the four walls of the acute care facility, ambulatory sites of care, primary care, patient-centered medical homes, all of these things are going to be essential elements of being successful going forward in a changing healthcare environment. So our priorities are not to become paralyzed by the current disruption of the pandemic, but to really take advantage of the disruption and move forward purposefully and in an accelerated way to build healthier communities, which is the mission of Atlantic Health System.
That's fantastic to hear, especially as you talk about being able to make quick changes and not, be paralyzed by the disruption from the pandemic. What are you excited about for the future?
Well, I think there's opportunities to, again, recruit like-minded leaders to our organization who see a better form of healthcare on the horizon, one that really benefits not just our patients, but the health systems, but the professionals who work in healthcare, to make it more rewarding and more effective. So, we're on the search, really, as we have been for the last 5 years, for leaders who want the challenge of leading change, people who are not satisfied with the status quo, people who want to be proactive in a time of uncertainty rather than reactive to the external environment. So that makes me excited and optimistic. Obviously, at this particular point in time, the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel is before us. We need to execute on some important initiatives like mass vaccination and making sure that care continues to be of the highest quality and delivered in the appropriate and most low-cost setting appropriately delivered. So there is a lot of opportunity. It's at the expense of a lot of hard work and focus. I suppose out of all great challenges and all necessary traumas, you have to take with it the positives. And I think from the standpoint of Atlantic Health System, we really saw what we are capable of delivering under the most extreme circumstances. And I hope for every person in our 17,500 person workforce that's the thing that they remember from this. In a time of great sorrow and challenge for healthcare, the healthcare professionals, the clinicians and the people who support them, the leaders, really dug down deep and summed up every element of greatness that they could. And to me, that's a cause for great optimism.
Absolutely. I think you're spot on in terms of being able to meet those challenges and bring the positive outcomes from them. Now, before we wrap up here, can you share three pieces of advice for emerging leaders?
Sure. So I think the most important thing is, if anything, the pandemic has demonstrated that you need to build a team that you can trust and then place that trust in them and let them run with tasks. Make sure everybody's aligned with the mission and is everybody's clear on the mission. And then you'll find that your team will actually deliver the results that you want. You don't have to dictate tactics if you have a great team. Your team will just figure it out because they're the people at the point of care. They're the people delivering care. They're the people who are facing the challenges on a day-to-day basis. And really great leaders don't profess to have all the answers, but they know where to find the answers. And those answers lie in your team members who are delivering care. And it's important to listen and learn from those team members who are doing their job every day. And if you want to know how well you are doing your job as a leader, you actually just go down and ask the person who is taking care of the patient. And you observe how that care is being delivered. And you ask the patient, how are we doing as a team? And then you'll know how you're doing as a leader. And I think all of this speaks to a great sense of humility that all leaders need to have. But again, you're not all knowing, you're not all seeing. You have to go and talk to your people and make them comfortable to emerge solutions from the point of care. And they'll deliver great things for you. We saw it during the pandemic. We saw it before the pandemic. And I'm confident we'll see it going forward. And I'm really proud to work at Atlantic Health System because of that.
Dr. Sherris, thank you so much for your time today. This has really been a fascinating conversation, and we look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thanks so much, Laura. I appreciate it. Take care.